Turkey's foreign minister has accused the United States of intentionally stalling the fighting against Daesh terrorists in Syria. Mevlut Çavuşoğlu says U.S. forces are leaving Daesh pockets intact to justify its continued cooperation with the Kurdish YPG militants. The Turkish government considers the YPG a terrorist group linked to the PKK militants who are operating inside Turkey. Ahead of the U.S. Secretary of State's visit to Turkey, Ankara has warned Washington the time has come for the two sides to either make or break ties.
It is natural that the confidence in the U.S. is lost among the public and among us as the administrators. This confidence needs to be restored. We don't want promises and pledges anymore. We want concrete steps. We will assess these during Tillerson's visit because our relations are at a very critical juncture. We will either mend our relations or they will break apart completely. There is no other option.
Çavuşoğlu also accused the U.S. of committing very serious mistakes against Turkey. The top Turkish diplomat said his country has never done anything wrong to any of its allies. Relations between the two NATO members have sunk to their lowest level in decades. Washington has expressed concern over Turkey's military campaign in Syria. Ankara has threatened to expand its offensive to the Syrian town of Manbij, where U.S. troops have a presence. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is due in Ankara later this week for talks with the Turkish officials. Joining us from New York is Nasir Al-Omari. He's a writer and political commentator, and he joins us via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Al-Omari. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your reaction to Turkey's foreign minister's comments accusing the United States of intentionally stalling the fight against Daesh terrorists in Syria. Because it's interesting, isn't it, that a few months ago, even, it was Turkey that was being accused of stalling the fight against Daesh and calling the Kurdish fighters bigger threat than the Daesh terrorists.
Yeah, ISIS seems to be everyone's enemy, and at the same time, there is no ISIS. This is a conflict between Turkey and the Kurds. Turkey will do all it can to prevent the Kurds from having any kind of political political entity on their borders. The United States does not view this from this angle. They view the Kurds as an ally against ISIS. Let's be honest, the Kurds did fight ISIS. We are not sure that the Turkish government really wanted to fight ISIS. In fact, looking back at 6 or 7 years of conflict, the Turkish role is dubious. They probably had supported ISIS and allowed thousands of them to pour into northern Syria to prevent what's happening right now, which is, the Kurds moving to establish themselves as a political entity. So, the relationship between Turkey and the United States is deteriorating. It's real. The Turks want the United States to change their stance, and the Americans have very difficult choices in this situation.
Well, speaking of which, how serious can this get? What do you think is going to come out of Rex Tillerson's visit to Turkey?
Well, I'm not sure that Tillerson assurances will work with the Turks any longer. Turkey seems to be, adamant about this. They are not messing around. They really want to see a change in the American perspective on the conflict. But at the same time, the Turks also see that the United States does not have the same commitment to the region and to Syria and Iraq as it used to. And so Syria and the region has become every man, on his own. And I believe that Turkey will probably assert itself and in the process probably risk a confrontation with the United States, which doesn't seem to be a distant possibility at this point.
Well, Dr. Al-Omari, these are both NATO countries. What does that spell out then in a larger scheme of things?
Well, this is, you know, the curse of the Syrian conflict. This conflict has woken all kinds of, ethnic and tribal conflicts that have not surfaced for sometimes for decades, for centuries. These are the United States of America is in a very tough situation. I doubt that America wants to occupy any piece of Syria. However, they do have strategic interests, and these interests seem to be in conflict with what the Turks want, what the Syrian regime is hoping to accomplish, what the Iranians are hoping to accomplish. So this is a very messy situation, and I'm afraid we are not about to see the end of it after the Tillerson's visit to Turkey.
All right. That's Dr. Nasir Al-Omari, writer and political commentator. They're speaking to us via Skype from New York. Dr. Al-Omari, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.